At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 18 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with a 20% chance of snow after 4 o'clock and a high around 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Students in the Atlantic Middle School recently participated in a monetary fundraiser to help support the Atlantic Police Department and Reserve Department's Family Dreams Christmas and Shop with the Cop programs. Officer Devin Hogue said a group of 6th grade students in Mrs. Riley's English classes were reading the book Homecoming by Cynthia Voigt. In the story, there are children that are in great need, and students were tasked by their teacher to come up with a project for the school to participate in a benefit for those who are less fortunate. The students in the classes requested that officials of the Atlantic Police Department come and explain how their two programs work. After they were presented with the information, they then put together skits and presentations to give to all the home bases in the school. The presentations explain the two programs facilitated by the police and reserve departments. They then challenged the students to see which home bases at each grade level could collect the most funds to be donated toward the two programs. Once the challenge was accepted by the students, they were given until December 17th to collect as much as they could for their home base. On December 18th, Officer Devin Hogue went to the school to present certificates to the winning classes. In 6th grade, the winning class was Mrs. Riley's class with $92.60. In 7th grade, Mrs. Ogilby's class with $51.64. In 8th grade, Mrs. Leiferman's class with $78.98. Another awesome aspect of their fundraiser was that Hy-Vee store manager Amy Jordahl agreed to pay 6th grade students a penny for every minute they logged reading over the time period. And between around 60 students, they logged over 19,000 minutes of reading either in school or at home. And this would total out of more than 11 days of reading by the students. And that led to Hy-Vee contributing $191.64 toward the total amount collected by the school. The overall amount collected and donated by the home bases in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades at the Atlantic Middle School was just over $824. The three winning classes will be treated to a pizza party on Friday, January 10th. The pizza will be donated and brought to the school by the Pizza Ranch here in Atlantic. Officers from the Atlantic Police Department will also attend the party as a way to say thank you and give an overview of how the two programs turned out. The Atlantic Police and Reserve Departments want to send a very big thank you to all the students at the Atlantic Middle School who helped this project be so successful. Their efforts are greatly appreciated, and they say it really goes to show how great and giving the community they are growing up in is. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation recently kicked off its annual fundraising campaign. Since 1968, the CCMH Foundation has supported the hospital by raising funds to provide equipment, services, and education which might not be possible otherwise. In 2013, the annual campaign raised funds to purchase equipment for the outpatient clinics, rehabilitation services, cardiac rehab, and diabetes center. The 2014 campaign funded the development of the Healing Garden located just outside the hospital cafeteria. Dawn Marnin, CCMH Foundation Director, says we truly appreciate the wonderful support our community has shown for our friends, family, and neighbors over the years. Their support is what allows the foundation to continue providing these important services and pieces of medical equipment, helping the hospital achieve its mission of being a center of healthcare excellence here in Southwest Iowa. Now, the 2014 CCMH Foundation annual campaign will focus on medical equipment to enhance care in the emergency and obstetrics departments. A cardiac monitor for the emergency department that will be used to continuously monitor a patient's cardiovascular system so that at a moment's notice the medical team can respond to even the slightest change in readings. And two fetal monitors for the obstetrics departments to monitor a baby's heartbeat during labor and delivery for early signs of distress. That'll allow the staff to provide the best care possible for the newest patients. Marlin says now is a great time to be thinking about a charitable gift to the Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation. A gift on or before December 31st of this year can provide the donor with an itemized tax deduction. And there are many ways to make a year-end gift, and each gift makes a difference in the lives of friends and loved ones needing medical care. If you'd like more information on how to make a charitable gift to the CCMH Foundation, contact Dawn Marnin at 712-243-7409. If your child enjoys doing activities, building things, and discovering the how and why in activity, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math activities may be just what you're looking for. Well, the Cass County Extension says it's partnering with Initiative Valley YMCA here in Atlantic to offer new STEM activities and programs for Cass County youth in the upcoming months. You can join Extension and YMCA officials on January 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Initiative Valley YMCA for a full day of hands-on STEM activities. The event is free for 3rd through 8th graders with lunch provided. Deadline for registration is to be turned into the Extension Office or the Y by December 30th. Registration forms are available at the Y, the Extension Office, or online at www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS. There is a maximum of 50 participants. The STEM activities don't end there. From January 14th to May the 20th, youth in grades 4 through 6 have the opportunity to participate in more STEM hands-on activities through the Y Science After School program in the Middle School Science Lab. Beth Earlbeck, Cass County Youth Coordinator, says this year they're very excited to offer a World in Motion STEM activities related to movement, gravity, and friction exploration. And that'll be from January 14th to March 11th. Following the spring break, they'll change topics and do activities related to ecosystems and the environment, and participants will design and build a live terrarium and ecosystem and then observe the environmental effects. Earlbeck says they're continually increasing their STEM efforts because there is an increased evidence of need and support for STEM, and 4-H has done science and positive youth development programming for years, and now the Extension has teamed up with the Y, who's also made its history supporting youth development. The STEM activities, she says, promise lots of fun, hands-on science opportunities to experiment and meet new friends. Registration instructions are available, again, on the website I mentioned, at www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS. Pre-register for the other activities by January 8th to attend the World in Motion sessions. The local band Popcorn Button will be hosting another free event of live music and dancing during their third annual holiday ball, and that'll take place tomorrow from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. Popcorn Button is a swing band of 16-plus musicians comprised of volunteer players, mostly native to Atlantic and the surrounding areas. Many of the band members are college and high school students who study music or just love to play. The band's goal is to provide an opportunity for local musicians to share their talent with the community, have fun, and share the love of swing music and dancing. Holiday Ball, the tenth dance for the band since its founding in 2010, will feature a wide variety of big band music, with such favorites as In the Mood, String of Pearls, and Tennessee Waltz, with a few more festive arrangements sprinkled throughout the set list. Popcorn Button says it's excited to welcome Santa Claus into the band this year. St. Nick has visited Popcorn Button for the last 2 years, joining the trumpet section and showing off on the dance floor. That holiday ball is a free public event. A free will donation will be accepted at the door to help cover the band's expenses. Dancers and listeners of all ages and abilities are invited and encouraged to attend from 7 until 10 p.m. on Sunday. Again, that's tomorrow at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. If you'd like more information, go to the website at www.popcornbutton.org. The Harlan Community High School has a graduate who has signed with a record label and released his first CD. Jeff Johansson, the son of Seth and Kay Johansson of Harlan, has released a CD entitled I Want to Know, produced by Gerald Lehman Productions out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Johansson has a long list of singing accomplishments, including performing the national anthem at the 2009 3A Boys State Basketball Championship. He's a four-year member of the Drake University Choir and Chamber Choir and graduated with a degree in May of 2013 from Drake in music business. He plans to return to the college this coming January to complete his music education degree. His CD project began in December of 2011 when Johansson signed with the management agency of Jacksonville, Florida for artist management and development. The tracks were produced earlier this year in Tennessee and Indiana. And now in distribution, the Christian contemporary artist has released one song in conjunction with the Christian radio promotions, and the title track is I Want to Know. A second single will be released sometime later from the promotions company. The 7-track CD is out for purchase and can be found online for digital download on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play by searching for Jeff Johansson. The CD can be purchased online as well from his website at jeffjohansson.com and locally from Seth and Kay Johansson or at the Farm Suite Farm Store in rural Harlan. The cost of that CD is $12. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.